If we get honest here, you and I both would admit we need massive quantities of help throughout our lives. We need help in school and our jobs, in our relationships and families, with making decisions, with managing our emotions and thoughts, with our financial lives, and loads more. I am grateful that when Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit, he made the Helper relevant to our daily life. I have experienced the Holy Spirit as Helper in lots of different ways and on many unexpected occasions. One time it happened when I was invited by one of my friends to a party that was going to include hundreds of affluent business people, brilliant educators, and successful entrepreneurs. Needless to say, I was more than a little intimidated and seriously considered declining the invitation with some imaginary excuse that would camouflage my insecurity. But I decided to attend out of loyalty to our friendship. The minute my husband and I walked into the venue, I felt this quiet confidence come over me, and I heard a whisper in my heart that said, "Sarah, I'm right here with you, and I'll help you through this whole evening. Just lean into me." And that is exactly what I did throughout the evening, an evening where I ended up having many opportunities to encourage and be a blessing to various people. When we drove home from the party, Reese and I talked about the conversations we had enjoyed and the new acquaintances we had made. In my past, my introverted self would have found some corner in which to hide at this kind of an event. But because of the Holy Spirit's help, I was able to navigate the entire evening with poise and confidence. I am thankful for heavenly help. Spirit of Truth. We read in the next verse that Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. See John chapter 14, verse 17. Later, in John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus says, "The Spirit of Truth will also lead us into all truth." We might be tempted to ignore the importance of truth when we read this, until we begin to consider some of the potential consequences of allowing deception or distortion into our lives. From my own experience, I can say the most dangerous form of duplicity is self-deception. Even as I write this, I cringe to remember the many situations and seasons in my life when I had a gut sense of the truth, but allowed myself to be allured or deceived by something that was only partially true. One time, we had wonderful neighbors who were loved by our whole family. Then Reese told me he thought they were going to move because of a possible job change. I did not want to believe this, so I ignored his insights. As time continued, more indicators cropped up, home improvement projects, school changes, that I continued to dismiss. Finally, the day came when I could not ignore the impending change anymore. When the family moved, it was a traumatic transition for all of us. Had I been more attentive to the truth, I could have decreased some of the trauma our family experienced. Self-deception is not helpful whatsoever. Sometimes we let our desires tweak the truth or ever so slightly bend it, but all deception is inherently destructive. In contrast, the Holy Spirit holds up the platinum standard of truth to our lives. We would be wise to carry the highest respect for this Spirit of Truth and to give him room to work in our lives and eliminate deception. Connection to the Father. Next, Jesus says he will not leave us as orphans. See John chapter 14, verse 18. Instead, he will come to us through the Holy Spirit, which means the Holy Spirit vaccinates.